I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sometimes kids are corny. So corny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it. It's true. You know, my goddaughter, who I obviously love very, very much, got bullied at school, and her mom was telling me what happened. And, you know, she was, like, embarrassed by what happened. And
Of course, I
get it, because when you're a kid and you're being bullied, it doesn't matter for what it is. It's terrible. It hits you to your core and you never forget it.
Listen,
right?
It's a feeling. It doesn't always have to make sense, because when you're a kid, you don't understand everything anyways. Right. So you have no perspective on that.
She didn't have any clean matching socks. Right. So she did not wear socks with her Crocs. I was unaware that you're supposed to wear Crocs with your socks right now. That's the trend.
I think it's the latest, right?
Yeah.
It's arrived now, because I thought before you were supposed to wear it without the socks.
Right. Now you have to wear them with socks.
And they got to match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was bullied throughout the day by several people, not like your friends poking fun of you, for real bullied throughout the day for wearing her Crocs without socks. Have you ever heard of anything so dumb in your life?
I mean, and how old are they?
Seventh grade.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
I mean, seriously. It is the dumbest thing. So one time you were supposed to wear them without the socks, and now you're supposed to wear them with the socks. And here, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, they're all dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dumb shoe anyways. I'm not a fan. I know some people love them. And somebody's going to try and bully me after this about coming out strong on Crocs, but it's all stupid. It's all dumb.
And you're so frustrated because, you know, as somebody that loves a child very much,
sure.
Like, I want to like.
You want to go show up there.
I want to go grow up. Like, yeah. Who said it?
Right.
Come say it in my face.
What's their name?
You know?
Right, right. We got a problem.
But I think, like, when you're growing up, there's ridiculous reasons why you're bullied. I mean, I remember, and Raven always says that I wasn't actually bullied, but he wasn't there.
But I was mad for you.
Yeah.
Still.
When I used to live next to this nursery, not like a nursery school, the nursery where they have plants, right? The garden center, a garden center. And the place was called Geiger's, and it was like my bus stop. And when we would pull up to Geiger's, the whole bus would chant, Geiger's! And my brother, my sister, and I would hang our heads in shame and walk off the bus. And I know you think that's not really bullying. It was bullying.
No, listen, it's just that you told me that story several times throughout our time together.
Because it scarred
and
me.
The first few years you told me, I was so mad.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand that that's what it was about. And then when you told me, I was like, wow, they kind of weren't actually even talking about you guys.
It's the same thing with the Crocs and the socks.
Yeah. I mean, well, she was wearing them. It's both dumb, that's for sure. We used to get into fights at my bus stop just because rap and rock. Who cares? Who cares?
Who liked rap and who liked rock? That's so
dumb.
In the
seventh grade. I mean, it was the dumbest thing ever.
Kelly, what's the dumb reason why you were bullied?
I was bullied because I fell asleep in class every day. In the same class. It was economics, and it was boring as hell. So I fell asleep.
And they bully you because you were, like, too dumb for economics or because you had narcolepsy? Or what was the determining factor on this?
You know, it was more like teasing. They just, you know, every day it was like, I knew it was going to happen. They knew it was going to happen. I became the kid who fell asleep, and it was just what it was.
Yeah.
I wasn't really too traumatized by it.
Doesn't
but
sound
it
like it, right?
Something that stuck.
I was voted class dreamer in high school because I used to sleep every first and second period.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That strikes me as odd.
I was proud of that superlative. I was tired.
Things change, though, when you become an adult.
Yeah, I guess. True. Kind of. Not really.
Not always. We just get better at hiding some stuff.
Yeah. What was the ridiculous reason why you were bullied growing up? 1-800-330-9999. It's somewhat shocking the amount of people that have texted and written on our social media pages that they were bullied as a kid for being redheads. My gosh.
Yeah, redheads. I mean, I think that every single redhead has probably had to deal with that.
That's really awful.
Yeah. And then you get older and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you realize that there's actually a percentage of people in the population that are just wicked hot for you mm-hmm. because you're a redhead. Like, I mean, it's equally strange, right? I mean, it's just, yeah, some people.
My goddaughter got bullied at school this past week because she wore socks with her Crocs.
Which, no, she didn't wear the socks.
She did not wear the socks. Right. She did not wear the socks. So I guess now you have to wear socks with Crocs. That's the trend. Because her socks were dirty and did not match, she opted not to wear them, and it was warm outside. And guess what? Several people throughout the day made fun of her, and she was really upset about it.
I mean, really a failure as a parent. You know, just putting it out there, all right? But, you know, still. Yeah. No, seriously. You know what? Kids' jokes are dumb. But when you look back and you say, you know, I was bullied for this, you can see it for what it was. I mean, the sensation is the same. That's the sad part.
On our text line, when I was a kid, I was bullied for the size of my head. It was bigger in proportion to my body. I got called peanut head, rock head, big head. Sometimes people threw stuff at it. No.
That's terrible.
Yes.
I knew a kid that had a somewhat larger head. Now, look at me as an adult.
Raven has the biggest head I've ever seen.
Normally happens opposite, right? Yeah. Like normally, mm-hmm. you could be a kid with a big head.
Yeah.
I'm an adult and my head is bigger.
I've had a special order hats for him before in
it's
the past.
Not a joke.
Hi, what's the dumb reason why you got bullied?
Because I was from the state of Maine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everybody knows. If you're from Maine.
What?
Maine.
I mean, you don't even know.
But we're going to say it like that and that voice and that tone, and then she's going to feel bad about it.
Your water's really cold.
Maine.
Well, so many lobsters.
But well, you enjoy those moose.
I moved to the south from Maine, and they all thought that we had no power, lived in log cabins, and got to school by sled dogs. Well,
I mean, to be fair, certain parts
nope.
of Maine.
That's not true.
Okay.
No.
I mean, not York Beach, but, you know, way up there. All right.
Howard, how about you? Why were you bullied when you were a kid?
I was bullied because I have ears that are kind of pointed. Like, they have a certain pointed quality to them. I mean, they're not, like, straight up pointed, but kind of pointed. So they call me Spock.
Why didn't parents just listen or pay attention or have any awareness whatsoever of what our look was, right? Because if you had the ears, the big ears or the ears that would stick out or the tiny ears or whatever, why did we all have crew cuts? Why was it always close to the head? Like, let the kid have a little feathered sideburns or something. You know what I mean? Like, bury those ears like we do as adults. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Good point. I mean,
come on, Ma. What were you looking at?
Ears are the one thing we actually have a built-in natural defense against.
Like, work with me here. It's the thickest my hair is ever going to be. Help me out.
Maggie, why were you bullied?
So growing up, I had to go to the dentist a lot because I had this jaw tightness issue. So my dentist prescribed me to chew things all the time. So I got to chew gum in class, in school, every day, all the time, even when it wasn't allowed for everybody else. So I got heavily bullied for being allowed to do something that everybody else wasn't.
Chew gum, though, I think what people would think is cool. Like, how come she gets to chew gum and I don't?
That's why they were
hating. Right, but they were mad about it.
Yeah.
That's so weird, too. And if I was like another student or even the school nurse, I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, oh, she's lying. That's like when somebody's like, oh, I've got a thing about light, and that's why my windows are as dark as a limousine. Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds illegal.